And now an update on a family from New Orleans we've been following. Selwyn and Chiquita Smith and their children fled Katrina. They were supposed to have moved into an apartment by now after weeks of getting by in hotels, but the move did not happen. And meanwhile, one of their children had a birthday. Joshua Leves reports.
It was going to be the beginning of what the Smiths called a new normal life. They had lined up a four-bedroom apartment in McKinney, Texas, just north of Dallas. Relief agencies would cover at least the first month's rent. But Selwyn and Chiquita Smith, their three children and a niece, found out at the last minute that the move was postponed.
The lady called us up and she said that they had a leak in the apartment that was right above our apartment. She said it won't be till like October 1st.
And that's not a guarantee.
We may just have to go and, you know, try to find another spot just in case something comes up on the first. You know, have a backup.
That means extending their time at the Best Western Hotel where we reached them, and that means applying to FEMA for an extension so the federal government will continue to pick up the tab for the hotel. Chiquita says frustration is becoming their way of life.
I mean, everything seemed like it's bad. It's just like, okay, this is normal now. It's normal for this, for something bad to happen, to go, something to go wrong. All you can do is take it one day at a time.
She says the family is getting stir-crazy, staying in two-bed hotel rooms. It helps that the kids are in school now and enjoying it, but once they get back, the family can rarely go places. They get free meals from relief agencies at the hotel. Driving anywhere, like to a park, requires gasoline.
Everything costs, basically.
They're trying to save money for necessities and furniture. And Selwyn may visit New Orleans with other evacuees. He can't wait to check on the shotgun home that the family was just about to move into when Katrina struck. He needs to see what's salvageable and may put the property on the market.
We're trying to hold on to as far as the monies and stuff like that so we can make the trip. So whenever they say we won't have, you know, we have the second thought, we could just roll out and get down there and try to take care of it as much as we could take care of.
Amid all this, the Smiths' youngest child, Tremaine, turned 10.
He was mad about that, that his birthday was through this Katrina madness. He said, oh, man, my birthday is going to be through Katrina. I'm not going to be able to get anything.
But he did.
I got a skateboard and skates and a basketball, elbow pads and knee pads and a helmet.
And he even had a cake.
We ate the cake in the room.
Tremaine says it was fun, although he wants to be living in an apartment. The Smiths hope that by his birthday next year, these kinds of conditions will be just a memory. Selwyn and Chiquita are anxious to find work and get their careers going again. In New Orleans, he was a loan officer. She was a hairdresser. But Chiquita says right now their lives are too disheveled for a job search.
I'm pretty sure we'll find jobs. It's just a matter of getting together, getting ourselves together.
Chiquita and Selwyn say they try to stay optimistic about the future. They keep in mind that in some ways, they're among the lucky ones, and that things could have been much worse. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.